Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Welcome to this show, everyone. We're so glad you're joining us today. For those of you who are new to Reach For It Radio, I wanted to give you a little bit of background before we bring on our special guest today. We started out, my husband and I run a publishing company. We started out in radio with Big Country Publishing Radio as a place to highlight our authors, our recording artists, our companies that we were promoting for marketing projects and other multimedia services and product offerings. And what happened with that show was it was a great place to highlight our authors, and it expanded. It expanded into visionaries and teachers and life coaches and people throughout the world. So we decided, although we hit some really big numbers and we were very excited to see that we reached over 100,000 subscribers on our iTunes podcast for this show, we decided to expand our reach, and hence the name Reach For It Radio Show was born. And now we're on a bigger station, BBS Radio, which we absolutely love this station. But in this journey on the radio, we never lost sight of our goal, of our purpose for even being on the radio, and that was to highlight our amazing authors and clients that are changing the world. So today we have a very special guest that's one such author that she has come out with her new book, and we're so proud as Big Country Publishing to have published the book, and we will bring her on in a minute, but I wanted to give you guys a little backstory first before we bring on Christy Bidwell, who is author of Becoming Unstoppable, Tools to Elevate Your Game. So what happens is, in the publishing world, for those of you who aren't too familiar, we receive manuscripts daily. And it's just absolutely impossible to receive, read and review every manuscript. We have our staff screen most of them. But when we receive a manuscript from a referral, which we so appreciate and receive referrals from all over the world, we pay attention to that, to give personal attention. And as soon as I started reading this manuscript, I knew I had to publish this book. This is an amazing book. It gave me chills running up my spine, and I immediately got in touch with Christy Bidwell. And let me give you a little bit of background about Christy before I bring her on to the show. Christy Bidwell inspires people from all over the world with her Game Time coaching program through one-on-one coaching workouts, team workshops, and speaking engagements. Christy is founder of Game Time Coaching. And to find out more information about Christy and her offerings, you can visit her website at gametimecoaching.com. So, Christy, I'm so glad to have you on the show today. Welcome.
Thank you so much, and thank you for the very generous introduction.
Well, I'll tell you, Christy, it is really exciting for me to work with authors, first of all, because I love books, but authors who are really dedicated to improving people's lives or contributing to the world, you know, making a change. And your story is very inspirational. And I love your book, Becoming Unstoppable. And I wanted to find out, you know, from you, we've talked about this outside of being on the radio, but for our listeners, and I wanted to find out, you know, really what was your inspiration for this book?
Well, you know, my inspiration for the book was the multiple people from various aspects of my life that asked me when I was going to write a book. And my first thought was, why would I write a book and what would it be about? And over again, I heard people say that they were interested in knowing what motivated and inspired me to do the things that I did. And over the course of several years, I really began to evaluate the answer to that question. And in the end, I decided I wanted to put my 6-year journey of these various adventures that I went on into a book so that I could help inspire change in others. I wanted to instill the belief in others that change was possible and share the tools that I learned through these various experiences to build people's confidence that they could achieve anything they set their mind to.
Well, you know, you did a great job on motivating me because I have to tell you, I think I told you this when I first met you about a year ago. It was after I read your book, I just, you know, I didn't have any excuses to miss my hot yoga class and and put off my stair stepper and time my cardio that I have to force myself to do because I'm working with books and computers all day, because you really do inspire people and motivate people with your sports, but also your philosophy. Can you talk about, you know, what motivates you? Because I know after reading the book, I was very motivated not to do a triathlon, and we'll talk about some of the exciting adventures you had been on and accomplished. But, you know, really what motivates you to achieve all of these things that you talk about in your book?
You know, I would say that in the beginning, I'll be honest, what motivated me was my own self-fulfillment and my own betterment for many, many years. And I think the shift that took place is a shift that I talk about in my book. And what I realized truly motivated me in life was making a difference in other people. And when I realized that I did tie making a difference in other lives to whatever it was I did in life, I reached a greater level of success and in turn, self-fulfillment. So it's that old saying, you know, givers gain. So the more you give, the more you really do get back in return.
Well, you know, you have a lot of people that just love knowing you and working with you, and there's stories in your book about the different people that are in your life and that support you, and so that really comes through, you know, your philosophy of giving back. And when you wrote this book, Christy, what would you tell people? If you were going to summarize what this book is about and how it can impact their life, what would you tell our listeners to give them a better picture in their mind, since they don't have a copy in front of them, about Becoming Unstoppable?
Sure. So Becoming Unstoppable was really about a 6-year period of my life where I went on some different adventures and had various life experiences. In the book, the ones that I share with the readers all happen to be physical adventures. However, when I wrote this book, I wanted it to be much more than a story about me and the things that I did. So it's much more than a memoir. Every chapter is a storyline or an adventure that I went on. So for example, in the beginning of the book, I talk about leading a blind man to the summit of Mount Kilimanjaro. I talk about swimming Alcatraz. I talk about training for an Ironman in less than 90 days without ever having experienced a triathlon race before. Also, in every chapter, I take a break from the storyline and shift gears, speaking directly to the reader. And this is a section of every chapter I call your playbook. And I really take out the life lessons that I learned from each adventure, point them out to the reader and how they can apply it to any area of their life. So they don't need to summit Mount Kilimanjaro or train for an Ironman to use the life lessons that I learned and that I'm sharing in this book. And then the third part of every chapter is a journal entry. So I actually pose a few questions related to that lesson to the reader. And if they'd like, there's room in the book where they could journal. So it's really an opportunity for them to begin to apply and practice the tools shared in the book immediately.
Well, and I love books. I call myself a self-help junkie because I love self-help books. You know, I'm not saying that like my life is a mess, but I think there's a lot of us out there that really strive for excellence. Mm-hmm. And we are attracted to these type of books because they give us tools that, you know, it's really great to read the exciting stories. And you have some really good ones in this book that really you're hanging on your edge to see what's going to happen next. There were times that took my breath away. I don't want to give away all of the book, but there were times when I was holding my breath, like, what's going to happen next?
Me too.
I bet you, because you lived it. But, you know, I love the tools, you know, and I think there's a lot of us out there that like tools and like little self-help books because, you know, it gives us ideas. It helps us break from the patterns that we find ourselves doing just, you know, through our daily life. So would you talk a little bit about, we're going to talk about the stories in a little while because I want them to hear some of your experiences. But before that, would you talk a little bit about why you started Game Time Coaching? Mm-hmm. And a little bit about your background, you know, with your workshops and your coaching work that you do outside of writing books.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you asked because this really goes hand in hand with a lot of the things that I share in this book. My background is actually a professional of a large international architecture, engineering, and planning firm. I was the partner responsible for business development. I worked in that industry for 17 years. And it was through some of the adventures that we'll get to that I share in the book that I actually realized while I loved what I did professionally, I knew it wasn't the legacy that I wanted to leave this world. And I knew I wanted to find a way to incorporate the legacy that I wanted to leave in the world with what I did every day professionally. So taking a step back, I loved my professional life, but I think like many people, I felt like I worked to be able to afford to do something else that I was passionate about. And I wanted to bridge those and combine those things. So I had the courage to leave my professional career and seek a new career that did just that. And that is when I got certified in sports life coaching and then later started Game Time Coaching. And the whole purpose of Game Time Coaching is to help people, whether it's an individual or teams, whether it's a business professional or executive and their leadership team, or an athlete and the team in which they compete on, reach a level of excellence. So it's not necessarily working with someone who is broken, let's say. It's someone who already has a great deal of success in their life, but they want to take their game to the next level. They want to reach optimal performance in whatever area or capacity it is that they desire, which is exactly where I was professionally. I had an amazing professional career, and if you looked at my resume on paper, you would think, what more could you possibly want? However, I knew I wanted to take my life to the next level, and I really wanted to target everything that I did in life to a greater purpose and a greater value. And I found it myself, and now I want to help others achieve the same level of success. And Game Time Coaching is all about three pillars or three dimensions of your life: Your life is made up of your personal life, your professional life, and then a third dimension, which is unique to you. So my third dimension could very well be sports because I'm so passionate about sports. Someone else's third dimension might be nonprofit or charity work. Someone else may have religion or art. But we optimally perform when we find a balance between all three of these dimensions in our life. And that's what Game Time Coaching is all about, is how to achieve that balance.
Well, I think a lot of people are in that situation where they know there's something more than their professional career, and some people choose to stay in the corporate world or what their, you know, current profession is. But a lot of people, you know, seek out coaches like yourself because they either have, you know, a sports goal, you know, maybe they say, I have never climbed a 14er and, you know, I'm going to do that and I need a coach. Or someone else might be ready to launch their business outside of their career and they've never had owned a business before and they need a coach. So I can see how your background can help a lot of different people. And I like, that's one of the things I really did like about your book and your philosophy, is that you look at a holistic approach and not just one single focus. So Christy, I have another question for you. How would you say that, you talked a little bit about your coaching philosophy, but that how this book is a little bit different than maybe some other self-help books that I talked about earlier. Yeah. There's a lot of self-help books out there. Mm-hmm. You know, how would you characterize Becoming Unstoppable in comparison? You know, why is it different?
I believe it's different because of the three parts of every chapter that I mentioned earlier. Studies have shown that in order to create sustainable change, three things must occur. You must have new hope, meaning you must have the hope that change is possible. You must have the ability to have new thinking or to perceive a situation differently. And you must have new skills in which you can practice daily to create a new habit. And so many motivational speakers and authors out there, I believe, only address the first two. They often give you new hope and new thinking. How many times have you read a book or heard a motivational speaker and you've left thinking, wow, I'm so inspired. I have all this hope. I believe that I can change. I'm thinking about my situation differently, yet you do nothing with it. That's because I believe so many leave off that third component of giving you the new skills, actually giving you tools in which you can incorporate into your daily life. It takes, 10,000 hours to create mastery of something. So that means that to break an old habit and create a new habit, you must do something 10,000 times before it really resonates. And this book gives you those tools that you can start implementing into your life, into your daily practice, to create those new habits. And that's what gives you sustainable change.
Well, so audience, see what I mean about Christy? So are you telling me I have to take 10,000 hot yoga classes before? I'm just kidding. But Christy, you really do strive and push. And, you know, a lot of us need that because it's easy to get into our comfort zone, you know. And I like how your book does that. You do a good job in inspiring people to push harder and to, you know, elevate their game, as in your subtitle. We are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we are going to have Christy Bidwell, author of Becoming Unstoppable, tell us a little bit about some of her adventures. So make sure to stay tuned, and we will be right back.
Hello, I am Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and I have developed a proprietary system that reveals accurate insight into someone's personality traits called Namology Science. This science of unlocking the secrets hidden in a person's name has become so popular that I am offering a Namology Science coaching certification program. Join our international community of certified Namology coaches. Go to knowthename.com for details.
Have you been told you should write a book? Do you need a little help getting started? Or maybe your manuscript is already written and you require some fine-tuning before you publish? Big Country Publishing offers writing coaching packages that are custom tailored to you. Contact Big Country Publishing today so they can help you to get your book and message out to the world. Learn more at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Angelic Sound Healing by Amazon's bestseller Ted Winslow. Experience the healing tones of these divine frequencies as you call upon your angels. Transcend yourself into the angelic realm and let your spirit soar to the sensation of theta binaural beats. Now available on Amazon and iTunes, Angelic Sound Healing by Ted Winslow.
Welcome back to the show. We are speaking with Christy Bidwell. She is author of Becoming Unstoppable. Christy, okay, so you have so many adventures that you talk about in your book. Why don't you share with us, you know, how this adventurous spirit launched in you?
I think that I had always been athletic, number one, my entire life. I think in my adult life, I was always just interested in doing something new and different and stretching myself to a new level, just seeing what I could do. I remember in 2000, someone challenged me to run, I think it was 1,000 miles in a year, and I didn't run. I was not a runner. I was the one in gym class on that 12-minute run that you had to do for the presidential test every year, would probably get the least number of laps. So when someone challenged me to 1,000 miles that year, I was determined to do it, and I set out. I remember my first run, I went out for 10 minutes, and I thought my lungs were going to explode. So I just continued to push myself and did reach that goal. In my book, kind of jumping forward to one of the first adventures in my book, it was summiting Mount Kilimanjaro, and not only summiting Mount Kilimanjaro, but it was leading a blind veteran. That came about because I was on the board of directors for the Foundation for Blind Children, and I was at an event one night, met a man who takes people up Mount Kilimanjaro every summer, and he had this idea, along with the executive director of the foundation, to take some blind students to the summit. And I was immediately intrigued. Again, I think I mentioned at the beginning of the interview that a lot of my adventures were for my own self-fulfillment. So I will admit, at the beginning, I thought, wow, I want to summit Mount Kilimanjaro. That sounds like a great opportunity. I didn't know where Mount Kilimanjaro was, nor did I know how high it was. I had no idea what I was getting into. I accepted the challenge, ended up chairing the committee that that put the fundraiser together to lead these 8 blind students to the summit of Mount Kilimanjaro. And in that year of training with Tom Hicks, who was the blind veteran I was paired with, my life shifted. And that's where I took the shift to believe that everything I did in my life, I wanted it to be tied to a purpose, helping others, something greater than myself. So that was the first journey or first adventure I share in my book, is that story of a year long of training and what we went through, and then the 8 days on the mountain.
Were there moments in your training or climbing the mountain that you thought, what am I doing?
Oh, yeah.
And what did you do to push through that? You know, can you share with us one of those moments where you were just doubting your decision or an obstacle your group faced?
Yes. There's two that come to mind. One was very early on when I first met Tom Hicks. We went out for our very first hike, what you would consider a very easy hike. There was very little elevation gain. It was really just to get to know your partner who you were paired with, the guides and the blind students. And I realized at that point that every little thing I said when I guided him made a huge impact on his performance. So, meaning if I wasn't clear in my description of how to guide him, he'd stumble and trip. And that was a real eye-opener to me, that I am literally going to be this man's eyes on Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa for 8 full days. I had no idea what it felt like to be blind. Yes, I had served on the board for many, many years, but I had never truly put myself in his shoes. So that was probably the first. And then the second was about a month out from the day we were leaving for Mount Kilimanjaro. I think it was about a month out, maybe 6 weeks. We went up to Flagstaff. I'm from Arizona, and so we did most of all of our training in Arizona. We went up to Flagstaff, Arizona, and climbed Mount Humphreys. And Mount Humphreys is good training for Mount Kilimanjaro because the weather actually changes at different altitudes of Mount Humphreys. So as you climbed, you actually climbed into snow and ice, and sometimes rain. And we were coming back from the saddle of Humphreys that one training day. And there was a narrow path, and the sun had gone down, so the snow that was on the mountain was starting to become icy. This path was very narrow. And when you guide someone, or this is how we guided, you had one guide in front and one guide in back. The guide in front would give direction. The guide in back would watch the feet to make sure that the blind student was following the direction. Well, Tom is, I believe, 6'4". And so with that comes some pretty big feet. And we were on a narrow path, and his foot placement hit the edge of the path and hit an ice patch, slid, and he literally went tumbling down the side of the mountain and was stopped by a tree. And I think the other guide and I both about came out of our skin thinking, oh my gosh, what did we just do to Tom? I think that was an eye-opener for our entire team of what we were about to face for 8 long days. And that was a pretty scary fall, because thank goodness for that tree, or I don't know how far down the mountain he would have gone that day.
That had to be so scary, because, you know, to keep the morale up of the whole group.
Right.
And then, so how did you handle that with him?
Right.
Because he was depending on you not only to be his eyes, but to be, you were motivating him to keep going, and, you know.
Thank goodness Tom is a very determined individual. He is truly my hero. We sat down after that hike and really evaluated how we were guiding him, and we actually did change our method of how we were going to guide him, which gave him greater comfort. And so we began practicing that. But to answer your question about what methods or principles did I instill to overcome myself personally? Yes, you have the physical things that you need to change to overcome obstacles. So for example, you know, that example of him falling down the mountain, yes, there was a physical aspect of how we guided him that we needed to address and change. However, there's the mental and emotional side that I knew I needed to change to make a shift. And when I go back and look at all the adventures that I share in my book, I would say I could almost narrow down three guiding principles that I used in every single adventure. And that is, first, staying present. Because when you're truly present in life, you're not fearful. Because fear only exists in something that hasn't yet happened. So as long as I'm present, I have no fear and I can handle whatever comes my way at that moment. The second thing I would say is being clear on what really works and doesn't work for me. So meaning there are certain things in my life I know work really well and produce the results I want in life, and there are certain things that I do that always tend to bring me short of those goals. And then three, I feel, is living with intent, or what I call in the book your legacy statement. And this is one of the exercises I guide readers through, is what legacy do you want to leave in this world and leave in your life? And if you're really clear on what you want your legacy to be, and when I mean clear, I mean write down what it is and summarize it in 1 to 2 sentences so that it's almost something that you can memorize, then you constantly measure your actions against that legacy statement. And if your actions align with your statement, then you know you're living with intent. When they don't align, you know you need to make a course adjustment. So I would say those are, if I could summarize, those would be the three things that I think I used in any adventure to keep me going when the going got tough.
Well, and that's when the training kicks in, right? Not yeah. only the physical training, but the mental training as well. And so that's just amazing. I'm sure a lot of listeners out there share my respect for you, not only climbing the mountain, but guiding, even, you know, for Tom, you know, he's served our country and he's a veteran, so he's, you know, tough. but boy, to be, you know, to not have the gift of sight to climb that mountain and you guys, you have some great pictures in your book about that journey, and just, it's a great story. So I hope all of you listening are inspired to, you know, read about that adventure. So Christy, we don't have time in this show to talk about all of your adventures, but I wanted you to share a little bit. This is really funny to me. Because I grew up in the country, Christy. We rode horses. We had dirt roads. We, right. Everybody had horses. We didn't have dirt bikes when I was a kid. It was 10 speeds and they did not do well on gravel. So I was not a bike rider like my, you know, sorority sisters who grew up in the city. And you talk about how, you know, you had never ridden a bike and you decided to compete in the Ironman.
Yes.
So that really, that story really touched my heart. So could you talk to us a little bit about that adventure and give us some background?
Yes. So that I'm still amazed at how this came about in my life. In my book, I do talk about right before Mount Kilimanjaro, I fractured my back 9 weeks before we went on to, we were supposed to leave for Mount Kilimanjaro. I was a runner, as I've already shared with your listeners. So when I broke my back, I was not able to run. I could barely walk. And so one of the things that I did was get in the pool for about 10 minutes at a time, and I started swimming with a pool buoy. And that's where my love for swimming was born. So after we summited Mount Kilimanjaro, I felt like I needed another adventure. So I decided to swim Alcatraz, which is another chapter in my book, because of my love of swimming that was born from that experience. When I got done swimming Alcatraz, the swim coach who taught me to swim told me that I needed to do an Ironman. And I laughed at him because I said, I don't own a bike. I don't ride a bike. I don't want to buy a bike. There's no way I am doing an Ironman. And somehow, I don't know, it must have been about a month later, he got under my skin a little bit. And maybe the challenge was set. And so I thought, fine, I'm going to do this. And I, at the time, was in a leadership program, and part of the program was to set a 90-day goal that turned your stomach, and that one certainly turned mine. So I set the goal to then complete an Ironman in 90 days, so I had no time to do any other shorter distance of triathlons, and I had no time to really think about the fact I hadn't ridden a bike, so I went out and bought a tri bike. So for the listeners who know the differences in bikes, there's road bikes and tri bikes and dirt bikes. Well, tri bikes are designed for triathletes to help conserve your running muscles, so to speak, so that when you get off the bike, you're ready to run a marathon. So I bought my bike, and when I got my bike back, I had it built, and I went to pick it up. I realized I had never been clipped into a bike. You know, your shoes clip into the pedals. And that scared me. I did not like feeling out of control of not being able to take my foot off the pedal at any given moment, because there's a certain way you clip in and out of the bikes, which was unfamiliar to me and very uncomfortable. I also constantly felt like my bike was going to tip over for no reason. And then I didn't like cars. So I didn't like riding on the roads that I had to train. Because if I was going to come in contact with a car, the car was going to win. So that scared me. So I had this crazy fear of the bike, and I have a whole chapter in my book dedicated to the fear of riding a bike, which seems so absurd when I hear myself say it now that I had a fear of riding the bike. But what I talk about in the book is, it's the chapter's called Letting Go of Control, Adventures on the Bike. And the lesson that I came away with from working through this crazy fear of mine was that it's so important to find comfort in the uncomfortable. So if you want to reach a new goal, you're trying to go someplace that you've never been before. Well, that's going to feel uncomfortable. And in order to reach that new destination, you've got to learn to be comfortable in that uncomfortable feeling. So the bike really taught me that.
Well, I like how you talk about overcoming fear, because where a bike might not cause fear in some people, other people might be afraid of horses, where it was very natural for me, or think of people who have afraid of water or dogs or public speaking. You know, there's so many fears that each of us have. And although they might be different, the underlying theme is, you know, don't be frozen in the fear, you know, and you gave a lot of good information on how to overcome it.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Fear is so present in so many things that we do in life. And I think fear is a lot of times the element that holds us back from pursuing something we really want. So I do talk about fear quite a bit in the book.
So you do talk about fear a lot, and you have a lot of challenges that you overcame in your journeys and your adventures, and like the broken back. Oh, that. Mm-hmm. That was one of the page turners in the book. When I read what happened and how you got through it, it was amazing, your strength. And, you know, what are you afraid of, Christy, and outside of your physical feats that you've done in all of your amazing adventures. Like, what is something you were afraid of outside of, you know, the journeys that you had taken that you've used your tools to overcome?
Well, there's two things that come to mind. In the final chapter of the book, I talk about creating personal fulfillment. I would say that was one of the biggest fears that I talk about in the book that was probably the hardest for me, the most emotional for me to overcome, because to create personal fulfillment requires you to be vulnerable. And I was not accustomed to being vulnerable. I was very much accustomed to controlling my destination. If I wanted to achieve a goal, I put a plan together to achieve it. Just like in business, if you want to get a new client, you put a business plan in place to go after that client and secure that client. Well, the personal fulfillment I truly sought in life, after all these great adventures were accomplished and my professional life was intact, what I knew I really wanted was a family. I wanted to be a wife and I wanted to be a mother. And that wasn't something I could put a business plan towards. It's something that required me to really open myself up to vulnerability. And that was probably the hardest lesson for me to learn in this entire book.
So you really touch on a lot of women who are professionals and they have those fears. You know, they want the family. They would like to, you know, to meet that right person and get married, and, you know, and a lot on the corporate fast track don't have the time to meet, you know, people, and it seems like a lot of that goes on the back burner. So what would you tell those women who are feeling like, oh, you know, I've achieved all the success in the corporate world, or maybe they've achieved successes like you had in their, you know, physical adventures, maybe, you know, or artistic goals, or whatever their outside interests outside of work? What would you tell those women?
This is where I would say, be very clear on your legacy statement that I spoke about early. Write down on paper, what is it that you really, truly want to leave this world? Or what is it that you truly want to be fulfilled? Be very clear. Write it down in 1 to 2 sentences. Keep it in front of you at all times. Fold up a piece of paper, stick it in your purse or in your wallet. Put a sticky on your computer, on your bathroom mirror, so that you're constantly reminded of what it is that you truly want in life. And then step back every day and look at the activities that you fill your day with. Do those activities support that statement? Are you spending your time and energy wisely? Are you spending your time and energy in ways that are going to get you closer to living that statement? Because if you're not, how do you expect to get there? And that's really what I talk about in my final chapter. I made the shift. In my final chapter, I talk about training for a second Ironman. And it was halfway through training for my second Ironman that I realized, I don't want to do this. I don't want to spend every Sunday on the bike 9 hours a day. I wanted to go to the park with a husband and a child and our dog. I wanted to go on picnics. I wanted the family life. And that's when I realized, okay, where am I spending my time now? The time and energy that I'm spending right now does not truly align with what I say I want. And that's where I really had to make a shift in how I spent my time and my energy to create the outcome that I wanted.
So, listeners, did you catch what she just said? 9 hours on the bike every Sunday. Now do you see why I said after I read her book, I had no excuses to get to yoga and my exercise routine? This is truly a motivational book. We have a quick break. When we come back, we're going to speak more with Christy Bidwell, author of Becoming Unstoppable.
When it comes to publishing, there is a difference. At Big Country Publishing, they work with you on a personal level to create a custom publishing package that's tailored to your needs as an author. Their design team and experts in the industry will contribute to you to create the book that you've always dreamed of. Isn't it time to go big? Contact them today at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Do you feel stuck? Do you feel empty or lost? Have you tried to clear what's not working from your life and have the same issues coming up over and over? There is hope. A heart and soul healing session can retrieve your soul and heal your heart so you can feel love, joy, peace, and abundance. Contact Claudia McNeely today at www.askclaudia.com and feel better now.
Hello, my name is Ted Winslow. And as a professional singer, songwriter, musician, and audio engineer, I have worked with voice coaching for many years. I created a new CD, Vocalist Scales and Intervals, for my clients who are looking for an easy and affordable way to improve the quality of their voice. So, if you're in broadcasting, public speaking, or in the music industry, you'll benefit from the voice exercises. Just load it into your MP3 player and you're ready to go. Vocalist Scales and Intervals by Ted Winslow is now available on iTunes, Amazon, and BigCountryPublishing.com.
Welcome back. We are speaking with Christy Bidwell, and she is founder of Game Time Coaching. If you want to connect with Christy, go to her website, gametimecoaching.com, and her book's available worldwide, so if you would like a copy of Becoming Unstoppable, you can check out Amazon as well as other online booksellers. So Christy, in this final segment of our show, what would you really like to get across to people that are listening to, you're a very optimistic and positive person, and you've pushed through a lot of challenges in your life and a lot of your adventures, what would you like people to really leave this show with?
I would like people to leave the show believing that whatever they want to accomplish in life, they can. So many times I hear people say they have a dream to do something, and then they follow it up with excuse after excuse of why they're not doing it, or what they want their life to look like, but excuse after excuse of why it doesn't look the way they want it to look. And I want people to first believe that they can accomplish whatever it is they want. Second, to change their thinking about any obstacles that may be in their way. And that's all it is. So if you're not achieving what it is you want in your life, step back and write down what are the obstacles that are standing in your way, because they're only obstacles. And then you look at each obstacle and what actions are you going to take or change to overcome that obstacle, because that's all it takes. And then it takes creating the skill set in which you practice over and over again to form a new habit. So I'd want people to believe and have confidence that they can achieve what it is they want in life.
Well, this is a perfect time of year to read this book, because a lot of us, are writing our goals for 2015, and although it's just, we're just kicking off February, it's a great time. A lot of us, would like to change this year. There's things we would like to do differently. And it's very inspirational. And Christy, you truly are a gift to people. And can you talk a little bit? You do a lot of speaking engagements for nonprofits and other groups. So can you talk a little bit about what you do for organizations in case anyone would like to have you speak at one of their conferences?
Yes. A lot of what I can talk about, one is the book. I have been asked to speak to some nonprofits and share some of the adventures in the book in greater detail and the lessons that I learned from that adventure. I've also been asked to, I've been a keynote at a couple of conferences where they wanted me to write a playbook for them. So, for instance, there might have been a change in their industry and they want a playbook on, okay, what are some tools that we can implement daily in order to change the way we practice business to stay at the top of our game. So really all of the speaking opportunities I do, there's two common, I think, themes, so to speak. One is how to create excellence or elevate your game. And two, it's always about change. We're constantly changing and evolving, whether we want to reach something completely different and make a career change, or if we're just looking at reaching a new level within our current situation, it's still creating change. So how do we go from something that's a known entity into something that's a new stretch for us?
Well, you know, Christy, you do a lot of work, great work for people, and I love that you put a lot of your coaching in this book, because not everyone can afford to, you know, hire you to speak at their group or receive one-on-one coaching, although you do that a lot for people. But, you know, in this book, it's affordable and it's a great gift to give someone, I believe, if you feel that they're going through a hard time in their life, they need a little inspiration. What about, you know, recent college graduates that, you know, to give them that motivation they need to get out into the unknown and go find a job and move out from the parents? No, I'm just kidding. You might want to get it for your own child, right? But this is a great book, and really, I love the fact that it has universal appeal to not only men, but women, and also a wide range of ages. It's a great book. I just love it. And I love working with Christy, and because I know how dedicated she is to helping people. So Christy, it's been a pleasure. We're out of time. I could talk for hours about this book. I'm so glad you're on this show today so I could brag about one of our authors, because you just are such a light, and you know, I'm just so happy to know you.
Thank you so much, and thank you for the opportunity to address your audience and your listeners. It's truly been a pleasure.
Well, thanks so much, and check out Christy at GameTimeCoaching.com. And to all of you listening out there, we just adore you, and thank you for all of the feedback you've been sending. I love the comments and the tweets, so keep them coming, and make sure to sign up for our newsletter. We are going to be giving away a lot of free gifts, so as we love to do, as you've listened to us on the show. So thanks for tuning in this week. God bless, and have a great week.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes or Stitcher. Or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.